As we need to go forward with the Lord, there was one particular verse that came to my heart today, and it's in Ephesians 6:10. Ephesians 6:10. It's one simple verse. It's kind of cute that he's starting off in verse 5, so to kind of put it in context. He says, "Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear, and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ." Verse 6, "Obey them not only to win their favor when their eye is on you, but like slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart." In other words, even if the master is not watching, your Lord and Savior is aware. Okay? Verse 7 says, "Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men." And some, I would say, would give the excuse, "Well, they're not born again." I've got news for you. You were chosen before the creation of the world. So they may be called in later. And right now, you're living in eternity. So whether they are a professing believer or not, they still deserve respect. Verse 8, I think, is the most important. "Because you know that the Lord will reward everyone, whatever good he does, whether he is a slave or free." So it's not a matter of your status in the world. As far as God is concerned, he's looking at you as his son or daughter. And that's all that counts. He's going to reward you accordingly. Verse 9, "And masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him. Finally," and that word "finally" was very important for me when I heard it. In other words, it's not just the greeting at the end of the letter. "Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power." Well, being strong in the Lord, sometimes we try to balance out our own strength. And that's not exactly what he wants us to do. He wants us to be strong in him. And we depend on our own abilities sometimes way, way too much. And it's confirmed in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. So I'd like you to take a skip over there. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13. "Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be men and women of courage. Be strong." It's a directive. Then, of course, verse 14 will put you over. "Do everything in love." If you're doing everything in love, what's going to happen to you? Some people are going to get upset. And there might be some opposition, and you may not be comfortable with it. But it is his direction. And when you are doing things in his direction, you're going to get some of his benefits. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Now here he's directing his spiritual son. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. That's the next level. Grace is also unmerited favor. You don't deserve it, but it's coming to you. It's yours. And he's saying, be strong in that grace, meaning it's not on your own energy that you're going to make it. Because there's times, which as I was sharing earlier, you may not have any energy at all. And I'm looking at you, Eugene, because I know there was a season where your energy levels went zilch. And then the Lord allowed a doctor to do some mighty work on you, man. And you're looking great. Amen? You couldn't be strong on your own at that point. Just no way. Okay? But they did some work on you. And the wisdom of God made you rest. But you see, sometimes we take the word in Christ differently than it's meant. Watch again, if you just change one word there, put the word anointing or anointed in that sentence and see what happens. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in anointed Jesus. What happens when you declare the anointed Jesus? Is he the first of many brothers? Do you have that same anointing? So, what are you depending on?
Jesus.
Amen. And sometimes we shoot out words or even scriptures and we don't ponder about the fullness of what it really truly means. So I would say to you, if the Lord gives you a word, whether it's a word of knowledge or a vision or something, or a scripture, like he gave me a scripture today about Egypt. I have no clue what's going on in Egypt. I did share with you that there were some mighty miracles in that, I forgot the name of the city, Cairo, I believe. And there's signs and wonders happening in some of the churches there, Orthodox churches. The Holy Ghost is really just, you know, starting up a flame in there. But, huh?
Reigniting. They were a Christian nation.
They were, yes. Correct.
Claiming it back.
Yes. So, you know, I don't know the fullness, but it did come in loud and clear today that, you know, there is something going on, and it may be underneath the surface, and the news probably isn't going to be spreading, especially if the Lord is working in the place. They're not going to advertise what Jesus is doing. Amen? But being aware that that word came, and then when I was ready to take communion, I saw it again. I saw the same scripture. I'm not going to go through the word because that was a word for me. It was a direction. But when it came back, I said, okay. Now, why do I pray for Egypt? You say, well, you know, they're bad guys. I got news for you. At one time, you might have been a bad guy.
Amen.
Okay? And so, who are you and me to say they don't deserve it, or they shouldn't get it, or they don't, blah, 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 blah. I remember a few weeks back when we had the Boston explosions. A few people came to me and said, we're praying for the young man that was injured. I said, wonderful. He might be in prison and in jail or in whatever situation he's in, but he certainly needs prayer more than anyone else because he was totally, totally out of whack. So, you know, if you and I were brought up in the Muslim faith, we would think that we're doing, you know, God a favor here. St. Paul was doing God a favor by getting rid of the Christians. All right? And what was he doing? He was deceived. So if it wasn't for the grace of God, where would you and I be? Amen?
Amen.
So his grace has picked us up. His grace carries us. We are now trusting in his power running through us. By grace. And it's the anointing that's on us that will change lives around us. Look at your neighbor. Say, get with the action. You're stronger than you realize. The grace is in there for you. Right inside your heart. And it'll manifest when you least expect it. So get ready for miracles.